'Twas on the field of Antietam where many's the soldier fell, is where occurred the story which now to you I'll tell. The dead lay all around me, we all together lay, for we had had a fearful fight upon the field that day. And as I lay there musing upon the damp cold ground, my knapsack for a pillow, my blankets wrapped around. And as I lay there musing, I heard a bitter cry. It was, "Lord Jesus, save me and take me home to die." I was the eldest brother just 3 years ago. I left my home and kindred for the state of Ohio. Not finding any other work to which I might apply, I bound myself apprentice, my fortune for to try. I did not like my master, he did not use me well. So I fixed a resolution, not long with him to dwell. And with this resolution, from him I ran away. I started then for New Orleans, and cursed be the day. There I was conscripted and sent into the field, not having any other hope, but I must die or yield. And so with many another boy, I marched away that night. And this has been the 10th time that I have been in fights. I thought a boy who shot me had a familiar face, but in the battle's fury, 'twas difficult to trace. I thought it was my brother Jay, if him I could but see, I'd kiss him and forgive him and lay me down and die. Thank you. I quickly ran unto him and heard his story o'er. It was my long-lost brother Jay, weltering in his gore. As I spoke of our loved ones left and soothed his fevered brow, he whispered, "My dear brother, I can't die happy now." Then quickly, as a slumbering babe his fluttering eyelids closed, I saw him sink with shortening breath to death's long lost repose. And with many a tear and sad farewell, I dug a narrow grave, and there he sleeps beneath the sod by Antietam's rippling wave.